AP Radio News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. Robert Mueller has said he didn't want to testify about his Russia report.
The report is my testimony. I would not provide information beyond that which is already public in any appearance before Congress.
But Mueller will testify. A date has been set, July 17th. Here's the AP's Jackie Quinn.
Both the House Intelligence and Oversight Committees had subpoenaed Robert Mueller and have been negotiating with him for more than 2 months. They're announcing he's agreed to publicly testify about his report surrounding Russian interference in the 2016 election. Leaders say Mueller was hesitant to testify beyond the public statement he made in May.
Thank you for being here.
Mueller then explained that there wasn't enough evidence to establish a conspiracy between the Trump campaign and Russia, but he couldn't exonerate the president on obstruction of justice.
If we had had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so.
Next month's testimony could be the most highly watched hearing in years. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
President Trump has promised a veto of a bill that passed in the House, a $4.5 billion emergency border aid package to care for migrant families and unaccompanied children detained after crossing the border with Mexico. Texas Republican Kate Granger says it's not enough.
The bill before us does not provide immigration and customs enforcement, the Department of Defense, or the immigration courts with the funds they need.
But Speaker Nancy Pelosi points out one word Granger did not mention.
Children, children, children. Today we have the opportunity to help the children. We are ensuring that children have food, clothing, sanitary items, shelter, and medical care.
There are behind-the-scenes talks to arrange a third summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un over their nuclear program in North Korea. This is AP Radio News. Democrats in the House are being told to focus on more than just President Trump.
In a private session at campaign headquarters in Washington, House Democrats were told Tuesday they are seen by voters as being too focused on impeaching President Donald Trump. The lawmakers received findings from private polling conducted for the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. The findings reinforced House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's strategy to resist the growing sentiment for impeachment. More than 70 House Democrats now support opening an inquiry. The polling found health care remains the top priority among voters. Mike Gracia, Washington.
In a court filing, prosecutors say California Republican Congressman Duncan Hunter illegally used campaign money to finance romantic flings with lobbyists and congressional aides, spending thousands of dollars on meals, cocktails, and vacations. The filings also reveal allegations about the married congressman's affairs with five women. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.